feet to Springfield's 183. Sleepy Eye United came in third with 187, and Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart scored 250. Then it was North Union girls losing their golf match at Algona against Algona and Esterville. North Union girls took third place with 237. Coming up in second is Esterville with 206, and Algona took the win for that match with 205. And that is a look at your sports here on KBEW. KBEW weather is brought to you by Juba's. Save on great grilling items at Juba's. Stack up on regular or thick-cut boneless pork chops, just $2.99 a pound. And golden plum boneless skinless chicken breasts are $3.49 a pound. Plus, save on gallon pails of the Kemp's ice cream, just $6.99. Saving you time and money every day. Juba's in downtown Blue Earth.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Well, looks like we can expect to have an above average day ahead for us here for today. With temperatures here this afternoon expected to get up right around about 80 degrees. We normally should be around about the mid-50s instead, looking at this warm front pushing through the area. High pressure settles in here for the next couple of days, but temperatures drop a little bit. Highs get into the mid to upper 70s here Sunday into Monday. By Tuesday, a 10-degree drop in temperatures as a cold front pushes through. And along that system, a chance for rain showers coming in here Monday night into Tuesday. And then dropping into the upper 50s here by midweek Wednesday, still slightly above average for this time of the year. Our forecast here for today, sunny, high of 80 degrees, south winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 50. Sunday, sunny, high of 75. Then by Monday, sunny, high of 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Currently, it's 45.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same day coverage, there was no medical exam required and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-960-3030. That's 1-800-960-3030 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-960-3030. Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
Here's the KBEW 98 Country Home Improvement Guide, the businesses that can help you complete your project. Spring is here. Schrader Enterprises can help with your lawn care needs, from mowing the grass to adding a new patio and everything in between. Experienced, reliable, and reasonable. That's Schrader Enterprises of Wells, 507-553-3340. Nordis American Homes. Designing and building your new home is an exciting time, and it's time to meet the Nordis team. Experience virtual reality design. Customize, design, and tour your home in realistic detail before construction. Always at Nordis, high-quality materials provided by our lumber yard. Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. It's time now for the KBEW Pet Patrol, bringing you lost and found pets in our area. The Pet Patrol is brought to you by the Albert Lee Seed House, with 8 varieties of premium dog and cat food. They have heated bowls and mats and a large stock of collars, leashes, training collars, toys, and treats. Visit their expanded pet care department at the Albert Lee Seed House in Albert Lee.
And we have a female yellow lab wearing a faded red collar was found 15 miles east of Blue Earth on I-90. If it is yours, please call 526-5160. Once again, there was a found female yellow lab wearing a faded red collar found 15 miles east of Blue Earth on I-90. If it is yours, please call 526-5160. If you or anybody you know has a lost or found pet and would like them on Pet Patrol, please call Pet Patrol at 507-526-2181. And it is time now for the Country Garden program on KBEW with Cindy Lyon and Royce Murrow, brought to you by the Albert Lee Seed House.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's especially true in your garden. Once weeds get away from you, the battle isn't just uphill, but underground, as weedy roots steal water from desirable plants. This year, don't just weed your garden, preen it. Applying a barrier to a weed-free zone helps keep it weed-free for the season. Stop by the Seed House Garden Center, where preen with added fertilizer is on sale. 5 pounds for $25. Your ounce of prevention is at the Seed House Garden Center, 1414 West Main in Albert Lee.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. We welcome you once again to the Country Garden program here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. And joining me again this morning is everyone's favorite master gardener, Cindy Lyon. Good morning, Cindy.
Oh, 10 points for you.
Woohoo!
Oh, how are you?
I'm just dandy. How are you?
I'm good, too. This weather has just made it fabulous. You know, we were itching, and
right?
then we had to rein it in, and then, oh, and now people are like, Can't I rake? Can't I trim the garden? Well, you know, it's probably been nice enough. One way I can gauge is I have mason bee houses. So they're like little tubes in a little colony, and then they lay their eggs, and then they put wax to close them up for the fall.
Was that your Facebook photo the other day?
Yes.
Okay, I wonder what that was.
Yes. So there's only two little waxy spots left. So
okay.
You know, the mason bees are out. I don't know about bumblebees, really. You know, the ground ones, maybe not so much so. But, you know, I don't think there's a lot of bees living in the lawn.
Right.
Maybe they would hide under the leaves. But I think they would be more apt to go up into a more protected place. So I guess, you know, people might as well just go after raking the lawn. And,
right.
you know, some places people just leaf blow. But then some places where the leaves are really packed down,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might want to get them off, because if things are coming up, if they don't get uncovered, then they come up and they're very white, and then they get sunburned. So I know it's a hard call, but, you know, if it's going to be this nice going forward, you know, go for it.
You mentioned bumblebees. First thing I thought of was bumblebee tuna. I don't know why.
Oh. But. Well, you know, that's a funny name to give fish, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I, for some reason, I remember bumblebee tuna many years ago.
Yeah, there is such a thing.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any anymore. There's a thing to Google.
That's right. That's right. And I tell you what, today is not the day to Google, because we're talking temperatures between 75 and 80 degrees here today.
Wow. Isn't that something? I know Wednesday was fabulous. It was very quiet
yep.
at work. And it was fabulous outside, so we kept trying to find excuses to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, so it rained Sunday.
Yep.
And a little bit Monday night, because we had an event at the library, and on the way home, when I went to go out the door, I thought, I can smell rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining, so
yep.
I don't have my gauge out left yet. I need to find that. But I did have a bowl out on the porch that just happened to end up there. And it probably had, you know, like a half an inch after
sure.
those two showers. So I had gone to the cities and visited my kids. So when I was leaving Sunday morning, oh, Lord, it was just pouring so
mm-hmm.
hard that it was the spray on the road was like fog.
It was. I'll believe it, because the way the wind blew down here Saturday and Sunday, I thought it was a big bad wolf trying to blow my house in.
I know that I had moved my rain barrels around, and the one that I made in the Master Gardener class was a softener,
mm-hmm.
so it had a lid. And Rodney said the lid went rolling down the driveway, and so he ran after it because he thought, well, if it gets in the road, it'll get run over.
Right.
And so there were a lot of things after I got home that I had to pick up and look for, and then, you know, since I have all the rain barrels, I do those corrugated downspouts. I usually stake them down into the ground and tie them, but the one on the east, I did not do that, and the downspout was here, and the connector was over there, and the lid was over here, and the great big rain barrel had blown over, and I had rocks on them, so it must have been gale force.
You know, I leave the house Monday morning to come to work, and I saw something on my yard. It's one of these yard flags with two birds on it, and it says, "Bless this nest." Oh. So if anyone's missing their "Bless this nest" flag, it's at my house.
All right. Well, otherwise you'll have to get one of those iron stakes and put it in the ground.
I'm going to have to, yes. I'm going to have to. Well, tell you what, speaking of fines here, I know you're a big onion person.
I am.
And you've got quite the interesting find, I understand.
Yeah, you know, I had these, well, we laid out cardboard last fall to, you know, let it go to sleep, and then we were hoping that it would deteriorate and it would become, you know, compost. Not that quick, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, from your gale force wind you had, it had blown up and it was laying up against the apple tree, and I thought, well, okay, you know, it didn't disintegrate. I've got to decide where I want to place it because it was in the garden. And here were like 20 little onions, you know, like onion sets just laying there, and probably over half of them had little green sprouts, maybe an inch long. And I thought, well, I wonder how those got there and just laid there. So I don't know if when I got done planting, I had laid the paper bag there, and then it got covered up with the cardboard, and the paper bag did disintegrate, but they didn't freeze. Mm-hmm. So I planted them up over in the onion bed. So it's like, oh, free onions.
There you go. There you go.
So I'm excited.
Well, good, good. Are these the type that you can deep fat fry for onion rings then, Cindy, or not?
No. Let's see. So they would be like when you go to Juba's and they have those onion sets,
mm-hmm.
and there's white, yellow, and purple.
Oh, okay.
And when I pull them, they're usually, I suppose, not even baseball size for me.
Okay.
Now, some of the people that enter their entries at the fair bring mm-hmm. fabulous sized ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I do wrong or what they do right, but
right.
You know, Norm and I joked about, you know, we'll never survive on our gardens, but we have a good time doing it. And so they chopped up and froze some of theirs one year.
Okay.
And I was going to say it wintered well. Mm-hmm. It freezered well.
Okay.
And so, I don't know, I suppose put it in your soup, you know, if you stir fry them.
Sure.
But it's one way to keep them
mm-hmm.
because I've even when I've picked one up at Juba's once in a while, if I haven't used it in a recipe soon enough, you know, they get rotten in
right,
the middle, or they
right.
have a rotten side. And so, you know, well, it goes in the compost. That's all
right
too. But,
right.
To keep, if you would have a good array of onions, then what are you going to do with them to winter them?
Right.
I know one year we braided our garlic
mm-hmm.
and dried it and hung it in the basement. And garlic can hang and dry longer than onions can hang around.
Sure.
And I don't have a root cellar like Grandma had. Did
sure.
your Grandma have a root cellar and keep stuff?
I can't say I ever remember one, no.
Oh, it was fun to go down because it was dark.
Right.
And cool. And they would have, like, you know, the wooden or wicker bushel baskets of potatoes,
mm-hmm.
onions, and I think that they wintered carrots in a bed of sand.
Okay.
So you could go down, you know, so long. But, of course, they also canned.
Right.
And I suppose you could can potatoes, because I know you can buy canned potatoes at Juba's.
Sure.
I guess it just depends on how many you have and how hard you want to work. I'm not a big want to work hard at canning person. A little bit here, a little bit there is good, and that's good enough. But we would never live on our garden.
You mentioned canning. My mom would always used to can beets over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yes.
And it would stink the house up.
Oh, you didn't like the smell?
Oh, I did not like that
smell.
Do you
like beets?
No, I don't.
Oh, neither did Norm, so I'd say, oh, I have some beet pickles. And he said, oh, good, you just keep
them.
How about asparagus? Are you an asparagus lover?
No, I'm not. I actually tried asparagus once.
Okay.
To me,
To me, it was awful stringy. And a little gritty or stringy or
okay.
or something like that. I tried to make it, to me, I tried to trick myself, I guess, getting it to taste like a green bean. Since
okay.
it looks so similar, but to me,
sure.
to me, asparagus is gritty.
Okay, well, I finally decided I couldn't wait any longer, so I did get some in the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and I baked it, and it was fabulous.
Okay.
And when we get it in the garden, I have a really small patch, but for Bruce and I, if I pick it every 3 days, we mm-hmm. usually have what we'll call a good mess of it.
Okay.
So I use an old wherever pan, and I just steam it quick, and we put butter. Now, I don't know what we're going to do this year because we're supposed to be no salters anymore. And I never was much of a salter. I'm a pepperer.
Okay.
And sometimes Bruce will settle for garlic powder.
Okay.
Or onion and garlic powder or
right.
paprika.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But I really like asparagus.
Okay.
Lisa makes asparagus quiche. That's fabulous. I know you can bake it. I know you can roast it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Okay, now we'll have the same conversation we had with Norm. No, thank you. You can keep your asparagus.
No, thank you. You can keep your asparagus.
I will. I love it.
You know, another myth I wanted to ask you about.
So yes.
We talked about onions here.
Yes.
Growing up, I remember hearing, I don't know if this is true or not, but if you cut into an onion, if the juices in the onion get in your eyes, do they make you cry, or is that a myth?
Well, no, and even the scent, and it depends on, because there are stronger onions than others. And there's supposed to be some trick. I don't remember what it is now either, because I just cut them and,
right.
you know, yeah, okay, my eyes are really burning. Mm-hmm. These are really some stout ones. And then, you know, like even if you cut up onions and garlic,
right.
you can wash your hands. But I remember one night I went to bed and, you know, I laid my head on my pillow and my hands ended up by my head. And I thought, wow, garlic onion lotion that must have put on there.
Ooh.
So it is amazing how that can stay on your skin.
Well, it keeps the vampires away if that's the case.
Right. It didn't keep me from going to sleep.
That's the main thing. That is the main thing. Well, anyway, another project I know you've been working on quite a bit here, Cindy, is softeners from rain barrels. And
yes.
I've seen some very unique rain barrel softeners over the years.
Right. So, you know, we were having a hard time finding the 55-gallon food-grade plastic barrels. And so I don't even know how we discovered this or where we spotted it, but you can use old water softeners. So, you know, they're smaller, so
right,
you're not going
right.
to catch as much water, but you can always do two or three in a row with an overflow. So last year, thank you, Garlic's Water Softener, and Culligan Man in Fairmont,
mm-hmm.
and then Wilma Bittinger, one of the master gardeners, is related to the Day Plumbing.
Okay.
So they gifted them to us, so we felt good, like, oh, we're recycling these
mm-hmm.
things. We took them apart, took the guts out of them, and we made rain barrels out of them, and they're nice. So we are doing a rain barrel class again in June, and we'll do it in the horticulture building. I'll get that date written down so we can say the true date.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday, and we're going to do them in the horticulture building. So we've been gathering them and storing them out there in the horticulture building.
Okay.
Daryl Murray is kind enough. We call him, and he says, I'll see you girls this afternoon, and he helps us unload them.
Yep.
So
yep.
we got nine more. Let's see. Tuesday, we picked up nine more, and then Wilma had gotten one from, I think, from the plumber in Fairmont.
Okay.
So
all right.
I think we have a total of 14 or 15, and I need to check with the community ed people.
Okay.
We had said our maximum should be 20, and not because we can't do more, but just the timetable.
Right.
Of, you know, let's see, there's eight of us now as master gardeners, and, you know, you can only have so many drills, so many drill bits, and so much helpers.
Right.
And so much time. And the only thing that's really takes time is the lid is very stiff. It's not plastic even. Stiff like what the clock is made up of.
Right, kind of like fiberglass
yeah.
or plastic or something
so
like that.
So you have to first drill a hole with a drill and then put the jigsaw in there. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's quite noisy and it's not dangerous. You know, when we did them last year, we did them at the Ag Center. And, you know, people, pretty much everybody said, sure, I can handle this. And they cut their own. So you got to cut cut a hole in the middle of the lid to be able to put like a colander in there or a screen, so that when you put it under the downspout, you know, if leaves get in the downspout and come through, that doesn't end up in your barrel, because then of course that disintegrates and it turns into even more algae than you get when you don't do that.
Right.
So that's really the only step up and do the task of that.
Okay.
So we're excited. You know, I think it's a really worthwhile project. I probably I think I've been a master gardener for 17, 18 years. And so maybe 10 years ago. So all the ladies that did them then, I'm the only one left. So then we did them in Winnebago at Carol Tipler. She was a master gardener and kind of got the Winnebago group. We did them in Delavan. Wendy Cole was a master gardener then, and we did them in the Delavan school because she was from Delavan.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a good number of people from there, and then we did it at the Bloor School for the last project and gathered up the rest of the people. So I want to say we did a total of maybe like 26. And at that time, we were in cahoots with Martin County Soil and Water, had a program that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were getting the food grade rain barrel or food grade barrels from Hormel.
Okay.
And they had had apple cider vinegar in them when they were doing ham.
Yep.
So they came on the train and they dumped them off there at Fairmont at the Soil and Water, and we would go pick up. So, you know, I think it was pretty successful. And we even had an artist in our group at one point. So she showed how you could paint on them if you wanted to paint on them.
Sure.
So it was a fun class, and we felt really good about it. And then Lynn Frandl sent me a message and said, when are you going to do those rain barrels again? That was great. We're like, oh, these girls have never done it. We should do it. So we, as a group of master gardeners, we did them at my house one evening. And I said, okay, now if you're game, we can do a community ed class. So we got in the community ed book, so we did them last year only in Blue Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I guess we're going to just do only in Blue Earth again. We've asked the girls from the other towns to ask, you know, and they said, oh, don't haul it all over here and try to get 3, 4, 5 people interested. You know, they can drive to Blue Earth.
Sure,
so we're sticking with one site.
Okay.
And last year, we actually did it on April 1st last year, and it was a blizzard.
Oh, that's right.
Just a quick one. And we just were like, well, we'll get to town and we'll see what we can do. And it was good. I think we had 13 people. But I said, you know, you can, if we wait till June, you're going to still catch plenty of rain.
Right.
So we asked the fair board, can we just do it there? Then that we can store them and then we can have the class there. And that's kind of our hub. You know, we have, we do the fair building there and the fair projects and the master gardeners work most of the days that we're open, other than some of the other volunteers that are gardeners.
Yep.
So we're getting our foot in the door to be at the fair already in May. We're going to do how to enter your fair projects, and then June we'll do the rain barrels, and then July it'll be the fair.
It's sneaking up on us, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I got thinking about my baseball and softball schedule for this summer. As soon as you said fair, I thought, oh boy, there goes my summer.
So do you like to do the radio show at the fair? Can we ask that question?
Yeah, I do. It's funny. We sit out there in the fair booth with got the window right there in front of us, and all the looks people give us when they walk by.
Right.
Try to crack us up and everything. It doesn't. Give it up. It doesn't work.
Okay. Well, I know that lots of times they'll come around and say, you want to come over and, you know, talk?
Yep.
Oh, I'll talk.
Yeah.
Anytime.
That's right.
But some people are like, no.
Oh, I know.
Oh, what will I say? Oh, don't worry. They'll ask you questions and the time will just fly. Daryl was just telling me that.
Yep.
When we were at the horticulture building. And I said, I know. You know, that's like when someone's going to interview you for the radio or the TV or a newspaper article, you know, they know their gig. They'll be able, they can wring it out of you if they have to.
Yep. I love these people who get an imaginary cold before we go on the air. And then just fake a sneeze. And as soon as the microphone's off, they're miraculously cured.
Well, how about the, you ask a question, yes. Ask a question, no.
No.
Do you have a sentence? Give me a sentence.
I don't know what a sentence is.
Yes. Well, it is. I'm sure sometimes it is a challenge for you.
That it is. Well, speaking of another challenge here, yes. I remember last week we talked about your bees
yes.
a little bit here, and I'm kind of curious myself, well, how are the bees coming along after last week?
Awesome. In fact, let's see, Tuesday afternoon, it was so nice. And I thought, you know, I looked at the extended forecast, and I thought, I can take the tar paper off. And generally, I use a power drill,
mm-hmm.
but then that would excite them.
Right.
And I was lazy, and I thought, I don't want to go in the house and put my bee suit on. So I thought, you know, if I just get a screwdriver from the garden shed, I'll go over there, and I'll come up from behind, and I won't make any noise. So I successfully unscrewed so I put laugh on two sides and then one across the bottom to
okay.
hold the tar paper flat.
Right.
And then I took the top off, stepped back. Nope, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I unfolded the top overlaps. You have to fold it in like you would
right.
like a Christmas present.
Right.
And I pulled it off unceremoniously and tossed it over to the right because there were some running around on the black paper.
Right.
And then I put the lid back on and walked away, no stings.
Wow.
Nobody cared. And then I came back later because there's a hole about the size of a corn cob in each of the two deep boxes,
mm-hmm.
and one was plugged. And they had all, you know, now when they've been coming and going, the bottom, they call it the, I forget what it's called. Anyway, the little board that runs across the bottom, big hole, has a tiny hole for winter, and then a bigger hole for summer. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to turn that because last year skunks came and ate them just like candy, and then they died. Then I didn't have any.
Right.
So I just unplugged the upper hole so they had more holes for activity because when they all come out, then everybody's here wanting in, and they hover, which is entertaining.
I bet it is,
I can
yes.
see them, and I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So I did pull the second plug, and they said, thank you, we can get in faster now
mm-hmm.
with our takes. And as I walked around in the yard, you know, they call it a plantain. It's a weed. Kind of looks like a mini hosta.
Mm-hmm.
They were down in the throat or the main cluster, down there getting drinks. And the pussy willows, they were just buzzing over there, so they were getting probably pollen. I don't know if there's nectar in them, but they were
mm-hmm.
getting some pollen off of the pussy willows. And so they were coming and going, but I do think they're still robbing out of the other hive that I think is dead. So now this weekend when it's so nice, I'm going to take the hive apart. It was on a stand. And everybody talked those stands up, but you know,
mm-hmm.
you would like it. You are tall.
Right.
I do not like it. I had to get a box to stand on.
Oh, wow.
To look in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am going to take the hive apart. I'm going to take the stand away, and I'm going to put it on. I always have a pallet with a 4x4 sheet of green treated plywood, and then I set my hive on top of that. Then I can stand there and look in without needing a ladder.
If you need to borrow any height, I only rent per inch, Cindy.
Oh, all right.
It's spelled R-O-Y-C. No.
And, you know, they're doing good.
Good,
you know, I
good.
See the willows are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I drive, the yellow horizon is out there, so that's great, and pretty soon I'll be happy about dandelions.
Well, there you go. Another thing we can talk about here this morning, and I didn't really think about this until just now, but it seems like after we get a rain shower,
yes,
the birds come out and they flock and they sing.
Yes. So it must have been Monday after Sunday's rain. There's an empty lot between we always call it the the castle out there on the way to my house. And then, you know, when Orts had the building to the west, I think they had show dogs and they had show horses in there. So in between there's a lot. Oh my goodness, there was just hundreds of blackbirds.
Mm.
And you know, it's dry out because we haven't had a lot of rain. And at our house, the red-winged blackbirds are calling. And I keep thinking, I wonder where they're nesting this year because the river hasn't gotten high.
No, it
and
hasn't.
The overflow behind us, so between Neil and Justine Hogan's and Gustafson's to the north of us, lots of times that road is almost covered. And then if you would go the back way into the Catholic Church from where we live, that road can get underwater. And mm-hmm. So I would guess there must be cattails somewhere around there, and that's where they would live. But they're by us, and they're calling. And then we have a pair of mourning doves that have been cooing in the big blue tree, and then, you know, these red-winged blackbirds. Otherwise, lots of little different birds. But I haven't seen the raspberry finches yet.
Okay.
Last year, we didn't have hardly any of the yellow finches, and they didn't eat up the Niger seed like they usually do. But I had gotten a bag of sunflowers because I know the blue jays like them, but nobody really was interested in it. So I did go out and get another bag of the mixture of millet and all the smaller seeds.
Right.
And so they're back eating, and so are the bunnies.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We must sharpen our bow and arrow. And get rid of those stinkers, because I did find bigger cages to put over my tulips, and I think maybe if they've gotten big enough to a certain point, they're not tender and they're not tasty,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll leave them alone, and I should uncover them, because pretty soon they're going to start to bloom.
Right.
So yep. That's exciting.
Yep, those wastelin wabbits, I tell you.
Oh, I know.
Well, to wrap things up here this morning, Cindy, we're talking about some best plants for 2024.
Yes, look at this pretty book I've got.
Well, look at that. It's called Garden Gate.
Yes, 2024 best new plants for sun or shade. And, of course, you know, the pictures are always quite appealing. And, you know, then you can look and dream.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a beautiful hydrangea in here. Its leaf is almost a black. It's a dark, dark purple. And it has a raspberry bloom.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That looks like raspberries from my angle.
Isn't
here.
That fabulous?
Yeah.
So it says it blooms in the summer, and it will repeat until frost. And you can, you know, enjoy that leaf color. I know, you know, in the wintertime, it's so pretty when you drive along and you see red twig dogwood.
Yes, I've noticed that.
A pretty color. And so that this book features all kinds of different annuals.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about them later on when we have more time.
Yep.
But like this one looks almost like a begonia, the little pinky orangey
yep,
flower.
It does, yeah.
That one is called a Biden, and I never thought about it till I was sharing it with one of my girlfriends, and she said, President Biden. Oh, I said, I never thought about it. But it's a pretty yellow little star with
sure.
a little red line in it.
Yep.
This one, vinca. Let's see. Yes, red vinca. That one is so pretty, and I've had luck with them coming back. So mm-hmm. they're kind of like in the family of a dianthus.
Oh, sure.
They're pretty. Coleus is always great.
They are,
there's
yes.
There's a range of color, but this one is called Moondust. So the leaf is red, and it has yellow dots on it.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's kind of a neat-looking flower there.
It is. And I remember last year at Gartsky's, Norm commented one that they had grown. It was something like moon and stars or something. So it was the darkest purple petunia flower. And then it had little white dots in like this coleus does. And it did. It looked like the sky with the stars or whatever. This one kind of looks like a miniature pansy.
It does,
that
yeah.
one's called Demesia. And okay. I remember that they have a nice scent. And then that's pretty common, a begonia. But they're just supposed to be more spectacular than
right.
normal. And then some lovely tomatoes. Are you a tomato eater?
No.
What are we going to do with you?
Tomatoes in my stomach don't get along very
okay.
well. Yep, I'm one of those guys.
Well, that's okay.
Yep.
Turnips?
I turn up on turnips.
Okay. Well, Lisa said, oh, look at those cute radishes. And I said, they're turnips.
Yeah, turnips, yes.
And it says you can slice them and eat them in a salad
mm-hmm.
or as a crunchy snack. So I'll have to get a turnip and give it a whirl. They talk about some apples in here. This is a peony. That's especially beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to make my shopping list.
I can tell, yes.
But that one is very pretty. And then daylilies, of course. They're always fabulous. And then it has some different annuals in it. Grasses. I'm not big on grasses, but this mm-hmm. is a pretty one.
Sure.
And then just some foliage options, some hostas. That's quite interesting. A very yellow foliage. So, a heliobore. So those come up really early in the spring.
Okay.
And so they should be showing themselves here shortly.
Now, if you talk about turnips, I remember a few years ago, I did some remotes up by Easton.
Okay.
And
did they have a field?
Yes. They sure looked like turnips to us when we were up there.
Cool.
Yeah. I would say probably about 2 or 3 miles south of Easton, if I'm thinking right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Jane and Eugene... Paul, Jean and Eugene Paul. They're fabulous gardeners.
Okay.
I don't know. They live in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
Interesting. I know one year it was very wet east of here, so they put, I want to say, radishes in.
Okay.
For ground cover, and then they just tilled it in. But...
I think it was the fall, right after the storm that knocked the steeple off the church in Easton, if I remember right. Yeah, it was that fall.
But there was a radish of some sort, and I want to say Norm was going somewhere or doing something with one of the county commissioners, and they went and dug one up, and it was very, very, very long.
Mm-hmm.
And not horseradish. It was some kind of a radish. Mm-hmm. And Norm said they tried it, and it was very hot.
Oh, I bet it is, yes.
So that was interesting that they, you know, they evidently there wasn't enough time for, you know, to replant beans or whatever.
I think we were out there for a field day, if I remember right.
And so they had used this as like a ground cover for erosion and also like a till back to feed the ground, mm-hmm. because there was no other. And, you know, radishes do come up pretty quick, and people eat them pretty early.
Yep.
So some kind of radish, I'm sure if we would go to Albert Lee Seed, our sponsor, they could fill us in on what those options were.
I've got to check that place out. I just have never been over there.
So what do you do on the weekends?
Work.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, let's see, Albert Lee Seed is open, you know, year-round.
Right.
But Hills Garden Center, I want to say their open house is the 28th and 29th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go and check that out, because that's like going to the Arboretum, and then you just drive down the road another mile into town, and it's a huge, you know, concern on mm-hmm. the corner. And check it out. You know, they have all kinds of... like now we would be getting seed potatoes and onion sets and bulbs.
Yep.
It's time to start thinking about getting your dahlia bulbs and your gladiola bulbs and those kind of things. And they have all kinds of fertilizer. And we said last week, bird feed, feeders, bird baths. They just have a vast array. And then if you're a farmer, you could go get corn or beans. I know I went with Lisa and Steve, and they got a crepe mix. I got a bee mix, and mm-hmm. I threw it all over my septic mound.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully some of that will come up this year. I do have some fairly decent prairie flowers that are growing on my mound now. Last year I had hoary vervain is one of my favorite native plants, and it came in a just like soldiers, they were thick, and I loved it.
Sure,
cool. Some different things that they have there to check out.
That is for sure. Well, Cindy, our time is up for this week. Boy, it goes by pretty fast when we get together, doesn't it?
I bet. Do you think, oh, Lord, what are we going to talk about? Well, goodness, it's time to go. We'll talk about that next week.
I feel like I'm learning more and more co-hosting this show now a little bit.
Okay.
So maybe you'll make me a master gardener.
Oh,
maybe.
Well, we'll both get smarter
together. Well, my thumbs aren't quite green enough yet. So.
Okay.
Well, Cindy, we appreciate you coming in here this morning. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next
week.
All right, visiting with Master Gardener Cindy Lyon on the Country Garden Program right here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM KBEW. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody.
Did you know the best time to control crabgrass in your lawn is before it sprouts? Many of us don't get worked up by crabgrass until August, when it's wreaking havoc in the landscape. At the Seedhouse Garden Center, we sell two effective products for crabgrass control, but they need to be applied in the spring before crabgrass germinates or when it's still young and tender. These easy-to-apply granulated weed killers also have nitrogen and potassium to get your lawn off on the right foot this spring. Stop by the Seedhouse Garden Center and help us help you have a better lawn this year.
You've been listening to the Country Garden Program on KBEW. Today's show has been brought to you by the Albert Lee Seed House. Listen again next Saturday morning at 8:15. And we'll have some more music coming up after the break.
When addiction takes hold, it's easy to feel like no one can help. But you're not in this alone. For 75 years, Hazelden Betty Ford has been at the forefront of addiction and mental health care, evolving treatment, reimagining recovery, and breaking through barriers to help families everywhere find healing. So please reach out at Hazelden.